Today, Shir Shir will initial to Chaim Lutz from Shari Moshe and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel, Yisrael Menachem Ramosha, Schus for Shalom, Chaim Moshe and Melka, and Baruch Bas Sarah Melka, Matkitz and Fegedino, and Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Says the, we're holding Simon Ratio tests. We are up to Sif Vav, continuing the discussion about Birchas HaGoymel. In Eichar, if somebody didn't make the bracha right away, Yesh like tashlum levarach kol zman sheyirtza. So, b'diavad, any time you want, no matter how much time passes, the mechaber says you are still able to make the bracha. V'nachon, however, shloi la'achesh shloi sheyamim. You shouldn't wait more than 3 days. Now, if you remember, yesterday we learned that you can wait up to 30 days. If you don't have minion, wait till 30 days to see if you have minion. So, What's the difference between the two scenarios? We already explained it yesterday, but let's just see it inside of Mishnah Berurah. In Meicha, right to Lehem, Shaloi Bech, B'shosh Ol Min Hayam, you do it right away, when he came out of the sea. Oy, B'shosh Shechaza Labirya, as soon as you got healthy. But however, Shaloi Shiz Yamim, the Ad Zman Zeh Kari Bamin Aderech, for 3 days, it's still considered you've just returned from the road. Because Kasra Acharinim, Da Fili Yitzarech B'shil Zeh, Lebarach Shaloi B'seif Aterek Afi Yaminik, even if in order to accomplish the 3 days, you won't be able to do it by Sefer Torah, don't delay it more than 3 days. Let's say your 3 days started on Monday after they already laned, right? So then I would have Monday to part of Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday. Right, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday would be 3 days. Right, so you hey, don't wait until look what we wrote over there in Sif Katan Ches. Over there, we're talking about where, like I mentioned, it's very different. If you are waiting for a minion, so that's not considered. That you're delaying, so then you would wait up to 30 days. Okay, so let's see Ziv Zayin. We're going to see over here a very fundamental difference between how the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim view the Birchas HaGoymel. Okay, but Ashkenaz v'Tzarfas aim mevarchik shkolchem earlier. You travel from one city to the next, you don't make a bracha. Shaloi chiyuva ela b'hoichim idvars, because the Ashkenazim take the approach that the chiyuv is only for those that are traveling through the desert. The shchicha b'chayis ros listem, that there are these animals, these robbers. It's a makam by nature. The midbar is a makam sakana. Ubisvard, however, by the svard nayhagim levarach, they would make a bracha mipnei. They took the approach that anytime you travel, it's b'derech sakana. Even in the minhag of in Svard was that if it was less than a parsa, you would not make a bracha. Let's say it's less than a parsa, but it's known as a very, very dangerous stretch of road. They would make the bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. I'm going to talk about more about this. Now, Hagen Levarach, but nay, he held to make the bracha. The Sviru, the bracha, Zoshavalin, Yabirchas, Tvils Haderach, Leel, Basim, and Kuf Yud, Ayin Sham. They held that the same rules of Tvils Haderach, wherever you would be making Tvils Haderach, you would make Birchas HaGoymel. The Ashkenazim took the approach that no, the Torah, and it's based on the capital in Tehillim, refers to these four specific things. So it's not a din in Sakana. It's Sakana and those four specific things. Yeah, Midbar, Chalyai, and from jail. Okay? But how, unlike the Sfarad, who says it has to do just really primarily with Sakana. Generally, if it's less than a parsa, it's not considered a makim of a sakana. Let's see the mechaber sivches. B'chol chayli tzarech levarach. So the mechaber says, any kind of disease, you have to make a bracha. Afili eini chayli shal sakana, even that's a chayli shal sakana, v'lein maka shal chalol, it's not like a wound. Ela, or in insides, ela kol sha'ola lamita v'yarid. That you have to at least have been laid up in bed. You can't say somebody, you know, then you don't make a bracha. But he says, once you are in such a condition that you went into bed, that you had to, you were bedridden because of your machla, Rahmana Litzlan, that is the equivalent of halal legardim. What's halal legardim? So the Ramah tells us, Matan Parish. That's the garden referred to where the dayanim would be dan din and nefashas. And basically they're saying, right, Ludin, basically they're saying is that when you somebody, Rachman son, gets sick, he's in a makam sakana. And the Rabbi Nisham is making a decision to be dan him l'chesed, then he should get better, or dan him apidin, and he should chas v'shalom die. So anytime somebody is sick, it's as if he's standing, not as if, he is standing a judgment. Ain average bench yeshlo mechish kavua ubam is malozer bench any kavua whether he has this often or not. Says the Rama. So that was mechaber. The yesh omer the ain mevarich rakal cholish yesh pesakana. Those who say that we only may birch sagaymon. It's a very similar machloikus to what we had before. Essentially, the svar the shaminig is to be much more lenient in saying the bracha of birch sagaymon. Versus the Ashkenazim, meaning is much more stringent as to when you say it. So he says, and which is our meaning, we only make the bracha if it was mamash ha'makos sagana. Kigoy makash al-cholo. Okay, that's B'Shem Arayvid, the Rav, Rav Yosef. Those were life-threatening illnesses. Okay, Nahagim Ashkenaz. That is our meaning. Let's see the Mishabura. Sifkat n'chav dalet. Kol she'olo l'mita. Avalim lo'yolo l'mita. Klal, if you weren't bedridden, you weren't feeling well, you had a stuffed nose, but you were still able to go to work. Some sort of headache, a sore throat. Everybody would agree you don't make a bracha. Nay. We don't know when a person goes to judgment. We don't know how it's going to come out. But when it comes to somebody who's sick, once he went and he became bedridden, we don't know at the end. A guy started with a disease that puts him into bed. That's not a sakana. It does come to a sakana. And therefore, they held that you do make the bracha. If somebody gets this disease frequently that puts him into bed, so you might say, oh, one second, this guy has it every 4 weeks, so therefore, it should not be considered sakana. When something is constantly coming back, it gets worse over time. Even though he had a nace many times that he got out of bed and he got cured, that's only in Shemayim, and therefore you have to thank Hashem. Who said that he's going to have this nace again? So Sensei Mechab is saying is, if a guy is bedridden, and he got out of bed, he should make birch sagaymel because he had a nace happen to him. Now, even we're going to paskin like Ashkenaz, right? We're just saying is that that's not what we make a brach. We only make once it's already considered a chaylish yesh birch sagaymel. But before that, we don't consider a chaylish yesh birch sagaymel. But still, we have to appreciate, look away the mechaber lens. Mechaber says, you should just realize that you were in a makam sakana when you're bedridden, and therefore, even if we don't make the bracha, because that's our meaning not to make the bracha, we should make sure to get up and say, thank you, Hashem, for curing me. The Mechaber says anybody who ended up being bedridden has to make the Birchas HaGoyimel. The Rama says that only if it's a kind of disease, yes, by Sana. He has the severe shudders, shivering, which is a sign of infection. They didn't have penicillin at that time. There are those who are much more lenient and they're much more prone to making this birch sagaymel like the mechaber. Anybody that has a disease that spread through his whole body, which we would be asked a guy to be mechal Shabbos person. If you're at the person at the level of disease that you would ask a guy to be mechal Shabbos, you should bench Geimel. Is somewhere in between what the Ramah is telling us and what the Mechaber is telling us. And he's saying is that, yes, as long as it lasted for 3 days, you should make it. Of course, if you had a disease that lasted only less than 3 days, but that it was a chaylish, of course, then in that case, you would make the birchas ha-goymo. Okay, you know what? We have an extra minute over here because it's not going to be very start that test. Because we're talking about birchas ha-goymo, I just want to share with you a vert that I saw many, many years ago from the Bava Rebbe of Shlomo, the Chorin Levracha, sorry, the Tzadik Levracha. And it's something we say every day by davening, and if we can appreciate the tefillah, we can have different kavanas. For those of you that remember, I said this by Chabura once, so then you can skip the rest of the recording. If you don't remember that I said it by Chabura, let's have a conversation. No, I'm just kidding. Hold on, I'm just finding the scrolling in the Siddur here. So every day by davening, we say Mizma L'Siddur, right? And he notes, it's very interesting. Mizmah L'Siddur, the praise of thanks, right? Hariyul Hashem, we're going to call Aretz, the whole world is going to praise him, sing to him. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha b'olafar menonah. Let's thank him b'simcha. Now, here, there's a weird pasuk. Te'u, you should know, ki Hashem hu lekim, Hashem is the God, hu asanu, who made us, v'lo yanachnu, and we are to him, ama, his nation, v'tzoy marisa, we are his flock. Now, we go back. Boyashar b'soida, let's come into his gates with thankfulness. Chatzeresav b'sehila, let's be mesalel in his chatzer. Hoydu l'Hashem, hoydu l'baruch Hashemai, praises him. Ki toiv Hashem l'lachaste, Hashem is always good. Says what I understand. The first pasuk, mizma l'soida. Second, ivdi yas Hashem b'simcha. The fourth, boyashar b'soida, b'sehila, hoydu l'ay. And then the fifth one, ki toiv. In the middle, we stick a pasuk. Oh, you should know, okay, Hashem Olakim, Hashem is your God. How does that come into this Kapitel Tehillim? It seems to be out of place. The Bava Rebbe said something we touched upon early on when we started with the Birchas HaGoymel. And it's not necessarily applying to Birchas HaGoymel, just in general, when we have to realize the level of how we have to thank Hashem. It says, there's different reasons we thank Hashem. We've bench Goymel for those who flew on an airplane. But it was voluntary. You wanted it. You're excited that you went on the airplane. You got to go on a trip, right? You didn't fly necessarily for bad purpose. You bench Geimel. Then there's those who have to bench Geimel because they Chas V'Shalom got sick. He gives a mashal. He says, everybody comes to a chasana, right? And you say, mazel tov to the Balsimcha. And the Balsimcha says to you, Mietz Hashem by you. And you're very, very, you're very happy for the person. Somebody Chas V'Shalom gets sick, and he throws a big Suda Sadah. You walk in, and you say to the guy, Mazel Tov, so happy that you're doing better. And the guy says, Yeah, Baruch Hashem, and Yetz Hashem by you too. You punch the guy in his face, right? Says the Bava Rabbi, he says, really, when we really get to our Hadah, is we really need to realize that, of course, we ask, Hareinu Hashem Chasdecha, show it that on our simple level, we can appreciate that what you're doing is good. But Ulamaisa, we need to know that everything he does for us is good. So even if somebody got sick and he got better, right? He shouldn't just be thanking Hashem for getting better. He has to thank Hashem for the sickness. Just like you're thanking Hashem that I was safe. I flew across the ocean. I arrived safely. And I'm also thanking Hashem I got to go on this wonderful trip where I'm going or whatever I'm doing, right? Just like you're thanking. When it says, he says, this is what we're saying. So we're talking, the whole capital is talking about Mizmah L'Siddur. But then a person might think there's two different ways I'm thanking. Sometimes I'm thanking Hashem, thank you so much for giving it to me, and I want to do it again. And sometimes you're thanking Hashem, thank you so much for saving me, but don't do this to me again. He says, you should know, Ki Hashem hu alikim, he is our God. Hu asani v'lo yanachni, he made us and we belong to him. You know who we are? Tzoyin Marisai, we're his flock. There's nothing that he's doing to us that is bad. So whenever we thank, we should be thanking for, it's a madrega, we have to work on ourselves. When we say the Mizmah L'Siddur, we should try to have in mind, I'm thanking Hashem for the good and the bad equally. And the same, as it says, at Lasad Lava, we're no longer going to say Baruch Dayan Animus and Baruch HaTayv HaMeitiv, because we're going to recognize the good in everything. So we'll say Baruch HaTayv HaMeitiv on everything, even if it's something that currently Bizman HaZeh we would view as bad, because we recognize it. And that's what David HaMelech, when he wrote this capital, is trying to teach us. Do Hashem Hu Alekim, he's our God. He made us. We belong to him. and we're his flock. There's nothing that he's doing to us is bad. So make sure when you thank Hashem that you got to make a chasana the same way, chas v'shalom. We shouldn't have to know about it because we don't understand it. But if something bad happened to us, we should try to get to the point that we can thank Hashem for that the same way that we can thank for the good. A beautiful thought from the Bava Rebbe. Okay, we will stop with that. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll hopefully finish up the seven tomorrow. Today's Wednesday, right? Yes.